Staying with immigration matters or refugee matters, really, Winston Peters has thrown a major spanner into the works of Labor's plan to double the refugee quota, saying his party never agreed to that. Labor campaigned on raising the refugee quota to 1,500 a year and consistently has said it would do this within its first term. But speaking from Nauru, here is Winston Peters.
We never made a commitment to double the refugee quota.
Labor did.
Sorry, Labor's not the government.
And this from National on the subject.
Well, it's an extraordinary development and it really shows who's in charge of policy in this government, and it's not the Prime Minister.
That's Michael Woodhouse, the immigration spokesperson for National. Grant Robertson is doing the round of media interviews this morning for the Prime Minister, who's preparing for the Pacific Islands Forum. Grant Robertson's with us now. Good morning to you.
Oh, good morning, Guy.
So, the refugee quota, will it be doubled, as Labor promised, to 1,500?
Well, that's certainly the intention and the plan that we've got that's been worked through at the moment. I think, as Minister Lees Galloway said recently, you know, that's the process that he's got underway. We said it would happen this term, and it's certainly what we'd like to see happen. But clearly, we operate in that coalition government environment that everybody knows about, where we do have to work issues through. That often takes a little bit of time, but it's certainly the direction that we want to head in.
Yeah, well, you say everyone knows about it. So why did Ian Lees Galloway say that he would do this without getting the agreement of New Zealand first?
Oh, no, he said that that was his commitment and he was working towards it, and that's exactly the position that we're in today. You know, we've got a process where we work through these issues. It hasn't come to Cabinet yet, so Mr. Peters is correct that no decision's been made about it. But it's an area where, as you're saying yourself, Labor campaigned on it. It's certainly something I'm committed to, and I know Minister Lees Galloway is as well, but this is the nature of the government. We work through these issues.
Yeah, but as a minister,
deal with them as they arise.
Yeah, but as a minister, the immigration minister with his warrant, not as a campaigning opposition MP, but as an immigration minister, said as recently as the 20th of June that he was standing firmly behind the 1,500 commitment and was currently working on a proposal to do so. So how is it now that the foreign minister goes to Nauru, where refugee policy is right under the spotlight, and says, oh, look, I can show you parts of Hokianga and Northland where people are living in degradation. Quote, we have to help them fix their lives up as well before we start taking action on new obligations, end quote.
Well, as I say, that process that Ian Lees Galloway said he was working through is exactly the one that's happening. And as we develop up the policy, make sure that we've got the resources in place, make sure that the facilities and the services that are needed to support further refugees as they come into New Zealand are put in place, all of that's the work that goes on, and that's what he's doing. So there's no inconsistency in terms of the approach Minister Lees Galloway has said he's taking. We've said it will happen this term. That's still the process that we're working towards.
And do you think New Zealand First will support that?
I certainly hope so, and I think, you know, the discussions that we have around all of the different things that we need to do, and, you know, we clearly need to be continuing to support all New Zealanders to be able to live good lives. It's why we put significant resources into things like the Families Package. It's why we've got a $1 billion provincial growth fund to lift the prospects of regions like places like the Hokianga. All of that can happen, and alongside that, we can continue to build on our international obligations and do the right thing. I think those things are both possible, and we'll continue to work that through the coalition arrangements that we've got.
Okay. The Air Force plane returns to pick up Jacinda Ardern for this flight out to the forum. The Herald and others are reporting that this is going to cost $80,000 or so to pick her up to accommodate her family circumstances at the moment. Is that money well spent in your view, as Finance Minister?
Well, that's money that would be spent anyway. We make an allocation each year for flights for the 757, and if it weren't doing that flight, it would be probably doing a training flight or something.
Yeah, but is that realistic?
No,
I mean, you've got to put fuel in a plane.
There's no extra money being spent here, Guy. This is money that would be spent regardless.
How is that possible? I mean, I know that's the line going, but how is that possible? If you've got the plane there, it has to come back and pick someone up. You've got to chuck fuel in it. You've got to pay for that. I mean, how is it possible that that's not incurring extra expenditure?
Well, because when we do our budgeting, we budget for fuel. It's quite an important part of flying an aeroplane, and the plane itself can't actually stay on Nauru. It has to leave Nauru. It's not able to stay on the runway there. So it would have been leaving the island anyway. But the bottom line here is we all want our Prime Minister to be able to represent us at the forum. There's only been one occasion since I've been alive that a New Zealand Prime Minister has not gone to the Pacific Island Forum. So I think it's an important occasion, and we're making it work. And I think New Zealanders should be proud of the fact that the Prime Minister is representing us there. We're using the 757 in the way that it's intended to be used, and it means we've got representation at the highest level at a very important
event. So just on that, I mean, you're the Finance Minister, you work through all these things. Is it the same with the limousines? Because I note that we've been having a big discussion in this country about whether 100k should have been spent or 80k by Simon Bridges, and that's been a big feature, right? Is it the same with the ministerial limos, that would have been money that would have been spent anyway? I'm just trying to get a sense of who's paying for what.
No, not actually. It's actually a different funding arrangement with VIP Transport. That's a cost recovery arrangement that they work to, so it is actually a different arrangement.
All right. Let's get to the Minister, Mika Whaitiri. Where did this alleged incident happen? I don't need to know the details, but where did it happen?
Oh, I'm just not going to go into the detail of that. It didn't happen in Wellington. It happened at an occasion outside of Wellington.
Okay, well, can we just be a bit straight here? Did it happen in Gisborne?
Honestly, Guy, and I'm not going to go into the details of that. I'm not familiar with all of the exact details, so it's probably not in anyone's interest for me to say things that are not 100% accurate.
Has the staffer, the Press Secretary, have they been given a new job with another minister?
Again, I'm not going to comment on that. That's not an area that is in my purview.
Do you know about that?
There's an investigation underway, and there's a natural justice issue here for the parties involved. We've got to let that investigation happen. We all want it to happen as quickly as possible, and I'm sure ministerial services are aware of that.
But can you tell me whether it's not true?
It's not in the interest of any party involved for me to comment on the details.
Can you tell me whether that's true or not, whether this person has been given a job with another minister?
I can't tell you whether that's true or not. I don't know the answer to that question.
Were the witnesses?
Again, these are the matters that are now being investigated. It's important that there is natural justice for all the parties involved, and I'm sure those are the matters that ministerial services will be looking into.
Yeah, but this is a confidence matter. It's not actually an employment relationship or even a natural justice scenario for the Prime Minister. The Prime Minister determines who is in the executive, and the Prime Minister chairs the cabinet. So is it not possible to sit her down and say, look, have you done anything that brings you into disrepute in the ministry, and then act accordingly? Why should it take 2 weeks to sort this out?
Well, because we want to make sure that there is a natural justice process. It's up to the Prime Minister how these things are handled. Other Prime Ministers, John Key, Helen Clark, have stood down ministers for periods of time while matters have been investigated. It's quite a normal practice. It allows that investigation to happen as quickly as possible without compromising the ability of the minister to do their job well. It's not an unusual way of undertaking this, and I think it's the appropriate approach.
Thanks very much for your time this morning. That is the Finance Minister, who is standing in for the Prime Minister for the round of Tuesday morning interviews.